David Harvey is chairman of the Lincolnshire branch of campaign group Rail Future. What's your reaction to this rise, David?
Probably an expected rise, but it's still not a welcome rise. Because, I mean, we've got 2.5% RPI, whereas the government chooses to use that figure, whereas, of course, their consumer prices index is only 1.6% for a start. Secondly, they're putting it's 1% above inflation is the basket of fares. That's 3.5%. But, of course, on top of that, there is a flex of 2%. So some fares could go up by 5.5%.
And, you know, we heard in that piece there that if wages aren't rising but rail fares are rising, that's going to be quite a stretch for people who have to commute for work, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, of course, these increases apply to what they call regulated fares, which are effectively the anytime fares and the season tickets. So, I mean, the off-peak fares may not go up at all. But, of course, the anytime fares are the fares that the commuters have to pay. So, yes, they're not very happy, I wouldn't have thought.
And they could go up the same amount the following year as well, so that can't be welcome news.
No, that's what the prediction is. Of course, we do have an election in the meantime, so that may have an effect on actually this 3.5%.
Well, the government,
think about it, they're going to put fares up 4 months before the election.
Do you think that would be something that they would argue?
Well, the government did cut it at the last minute, did reduce the figure to just RPI last year. We've always got the hope that they might do the same again this year. But I mean, with an election coming up, it's a possibility.
The government could argue that the rise in fares would actually contribute to a better infrastructure. How realistic do you think that is?
Well, yes, a better infrastructure, but the thing is, don't forget that these fares apply all over the country. And there's a lot of areas which don't see any better infrastructure. I mean, yes, we're getting the improvements on one or two lines through Lincolnshire at the moment, but of course they're mainly for the freight operator. The passengers may get a small benefit, but not much. And the rolling stock we're using, I mean, the rolling stock from Sheffield to Lincoln particularly, I mean, it's basically a bus on four wheels, bus body on four wheels. I mean, if we got some new rolling stock, perhaps they could justify it, but not at the moment.
What would
you... It's jam tomorrow, shall we say. We're paying now, but we're not going to get any benefit out of it for a few years' time.
So what would you like to see the extra money go on, then? If they raise the fares and they do get this extra cash, what should it be spent on?
New rolling stock, particularly. And, you know, something a little bit improved from what we've got now. Some of that's got to go by 2020 anyway, because it's not compliant with the disability regulations from 2020. But the sooner the better, quite frankly.
How have you spoken to anybody else about this? What's the reaction been like to the point that it might go up?
The reaction I've seen, I've seen quite a few emails floating around, of course, in Rail Future. I had a look at it at lunchtime. And the real key people is, of course, the ones who are not happy at all are the commuters. You know, the ones that have to use the train, they've got no alternative. I mean, if you commute into the big cities, say London, probably Birmingham, Leeds, Manchester, you really haven't got any option but the train. Driving in by car, if you've got about a 50-mile drive each way, it's impossible. So, of course, they're a captive market. And some of them are concerned that they will get hit by the 5.5%, because they have got new rolling stock coming in.
Do you think that if these rail fares do keep increasing, it might actually put people off and people might end up using their cars more or using other forms of public transport?
Well, I think it's going to be counterproductive, because, of course, if people have, a lot of people, particularly you get Lincolnshire, a lot of people have got a car because they need one, because they live in a rural area and they haven't got any other alternative for a lot of things. So if they're going to get in their car to drive to the station, the fare keeps going up and up and up, what they'll think is, well, I won't use the car to get to the station, I'll use the car for the whole journey. Which, of course, then is going to make a big difference on congestion, particularly into places like Nottingham.
And I suppose if that happens and people do come away from the trains, the fares would go up as well anyway, because they would need to...
increase the revenue.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that was what used to happen in the 1970s, of course. BR was at that time pushing fares up well above inflation, and what he did, what he effectively did, was put people into their cars. If you look at the car usage figures at that time, the car usage figures were increasing substantially, and the rail usage figure was fairly stable, or actually going down in some areas. And really, yes, motoring was coming cheaper, but also rail fares were increasing substantially every year. Over the last few years, we've seen the opposite. We've seen car usage stay fairly constant, and yet we've seen more and more people moving onto the train.
So what would you say to the government today, then?
Do away with the 1% above inflation for a start. Preferably use the Consumer Prices Index rather than the Retail Price Index. And look at, if we are going to have to pay extra, then please can we have some improved rolling stock as a benefit from it?
David, thanks very much for joining me this afternoon. That's David Harby, who's the chairman of the Lincolnshire branch of Campaign Group Rail Future.